This is Ron Moss Ministries. I was thinking today as I was kind of doing my traveling around and walking on the track and just kind of meditating and thinking about what's going on all around us. You know, I often ask myself this question, am I doing what I'm supposed to be doing? Am I doing what God has called me to do? And you know, I kind of thought about the condition of our world today and thought about how many of us are actually doing what we've been led to do or called to do. I refuse to believe that people were called to go to prison and serve for the rest of their lives. I refuse to believe that people were called to be prostitutes or called to be drug dealers or called to be rapists or called to be murderers or killers. If the Bible is true, and I believe it is, that all of us were called to do something good while we are on this planet, something uplifting, something to contribute to society, something to a thing of goodwill towards each other. It again travels back to His greatest commandment. But all of us here, and all of us haven't been called to preach. Some of us have been called to be doctors. Some of us have been called to be nurses. Some of us have been called to be preachers. Some of us have been called to be teachers. Some of us have been called to be lawyers. You know, some of us have been called to be garbage workers. Some of us have been called to be chefs in restaurants. But all of us have a calling. And I wonder, in this day and age, this fast-paced day and age that we live in, how many of us take the time to figure out what we've been called to do? How many of us allow that time to ourselves to really try to understand that I'm just not here just to be here? That I'm not just here to be a problem or to be a menace to society. I'm not just here to hang out on the streets all night long. I'm not just here to drink and drink and drink. I'm not just here to destroy my body. I'm just not here to exploit my body. But I'm here to be able to give something positive back. And I think that first and foremost, for you to understand that you have a calling, you first got to realize that you've got to put some value on yourself. You got to begin to believe that you are somebody special, that you bring value to the table, that there are some people that really want to hear what you have to say. And you might not be where you need to be right now, but the God that we serve will put others around the table that will help you get to your destiny. Because ultimately, all of us have one. We are all destined to be and do something. But the question is that how many of us get derailed from our destiny? How many of us get derailed from our calling because we make a decision to do what we want to do? Lord have mercy. That we believe what we want to believe. We believe that I can make more money if I go sell drugs. And for that point in time in your life, that might be true. But God can triple and double that money if you do it His way. Or you might think that you're supposed to be a thief and a robber for that point and period of your life. But God can bless you so much that you won't have any room to hold on to it. You won't have a choice but to give some of it away. And so I think that first and foremost, you got to place some value on yourself. You got to look in the mirror every day and look past the hairstyle, look past the haircut, look past the earrings, look past the beard, look past the mustache, look past the eyebrows, look past the eyes, and you got to see God. You got to see the gift that He has made you in His image. and in his likeness. And because he's giving you those characteristics, that brings value to you, that you are somebody indeed. And second, you got to understand that nothing comes easy. I don't care what you do. I don't care how you do it. It's not going to be easy. It's going to be hard. Sometimes it won't be fair. Sometimes even the end result might not be the way you want it to be. But see, sometimes we all got to go through something to get to our destiny. Or we got to go through something to get something. And while you're going through, you got to pick up on the lessons along the way. Because every stop, every hit, every hurt, every obstacle, every mountain that you have to climb, there's a lesson that comes right along with it. And you got to be in tune with the lesson. You got to be in tune with what's going on. You got to realize this journey is not designed to hurt me. It's really designed to help me and make me strong for the next phase of the journey. So first and foremost, if you really want to get to your destiny, if you really want to understand your calling, understand that number two, it's not going to be easy. You've got to go through some stuff. And because we serve a God who is a free will God, you're going to make some mistakes. Anybody got there, you know, anybody out there can shout hallelujah. I've made some mistakes, enough for both of my both hands, for my feet, all the hairs in my head. We've gone through some stuff if we've been on planet Earth the last 10, 15, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80 years. We've done some things that we weren't supposed to do. But even in the midst of all of that, thank God we serve a God that as long as we have breath in our body, that we still have an opportunity to get to our destiny and ultimately get to our calling that's on our life. I believe this. I believe this wholeheartedly, that there's somebody out there that's waiting on you to get to your calling, because your calling is intertwined with helping somebody else. Your calling is linked to being able to show somebody the way out. Your calling is linked to help taking somebody else to the next level. Your calling is linked to bringing somebody to Christ. But you've got to get busy and you've got to start understanding your calling. Third and finally, to get to your destiny, to get to your calling, you've got to realize that it's not about you. It's about you serving who? For you to understand that you have a calling on your life, you first got to understand who's created an avenue for the calling. And so you got to learn how to serve God. You got to learn how to serve Jesus before you learn how to serve your fellow man. So ultimately, we understand part of our calling is already in place. We just have to move into our calling. We have to move into our destiny and understand once we recognize and realize that part of what we have to do is serve, then it makes it easy for God to show us what he wants us to do and what he wants us to be. Ultimately, it makes it easy for him to direct us to our destiny. I believe that there's somebody out there who, if they understand their call, they understand they've got the cure for cancer. I believe that there's somebody out there, if they begin to understand and accept their calling, they can eradicate this COVID-19. I believe in my heart that if that person out there who understands that they've been called to do something, they might have the idea to stop all our young brothers and sisters from going to prison. I believe that there's somebody out there that's been called to take us to another level so there can be no more bad and good, that we can all be trying to be better. But we got to understand that we all have something on this earth to do, and it's not negative. Can you help? Can you understand that for a minute? I want you to get that out of your spirit, that you're not supposed to be robbing and stealing. You're not supposed to be destroying your body by drinking, over drinking and doing drugs and alcohol. God doesn't want that. God has his best intentions for you. Yeah, you want to go out there and have a good time, and if that's what you want to do, but always think about doing, if you don't have to do it, because I'm going to tell you, I've learned how, over my 57 years of living, I've learned how to get a natural high. I've learned how to laugh without having to have a drink. I've learned how to laugh without having to get high. I've learned how to giggle and sniggle without having any chemicals in my body. And it's something about a natural high, because you can stay healthy through the journey. And so understand that you have a destiny. You have a calling. And my hope and my prayer is that we will all start to understand that if we can get to that place, that we still have an opportunity to turn this world upside down, to get it right side up, to get it to where it's supposed to be. Stop looking for politicians to help you with your calling. Stop looking for friends and family to help you with your calling and your destiny. Look to Jesus. He still, even in 2020, has all the answers. He still has everything that you need. All you got to do is call him. God bless you. May heaven smile upon you. Oh, yeah. Peace.